You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
My name's Sean McCarthy. I own Jester's Court Tattoos and More down here in Southside on East Carson. And the thing that drew me to Southside was the fact of so much foot traffic, some more of an art community than any of my other shops. And it's just a nice little vibe for the whole area. You know, it's more art-oriented, more cutting-edge as far as Pittsburgh goes, as far as one little community that I can bring people from out of town to check out. Southside was basically the place I was really interested in. I was thinking about opening a shop down here maybe 7 years ago, and there really wasn't any shops at all, and I was really in fear of the whole Southside Business Coalition and just having an older community really frowning upon the fact that they were going to have a tattoo shop bringing a bunch of bikers or that stereotypical tattoo people down to the community. So kind of shied away from it, ended up going out to Aetna, you know, out to the suburb, basically, of the city. Finally found the call for tattooing down in Southside. There was a few shops opening up. Started looking at some different real estate and just timed it right. Ended up coming down here to this building at 1410, which used to be a Army recruiting station for years and years and years, apparently. And it was converted into a beautiful recording studio for years. It's gone through a couple hands, a clothing store, a martial arts studio, and now it's finally a tattoo studio. And then in the prime, right in the heart of the entire street, so it's worked out quite nice for us. We're doing well. Get a lot of foot traffic as opposed to our other shops. It was mostly appointments, traveling from kind of far. You run into a lot of people who didn't even know there was a tattoo shop here in this spot or this many tattoo shops in this area. It's a nice little... We kind of feed off each other, too. There's a piercing studio right down the street, Hot Rod, that we've been friends for years and years, and we ended up coming to an agreement that I wouldn't have piercing down here and they wouldn't have tattooing up there, and we just kind of feed off each other and we bring them back and forth up and down the blocks. And with the other tattoo studios, it's kind of good because people can actually go and shop and look at people's portfolios instead of just going, wow, you guys have this beautiful piece of flash, but they have no idea if the artist could actually do, you know, the work. They actually come in and look at our portfolios, and we suggest them, too. We're great advocates of collecting tattoos, you know, not devoting ourselves to one person. Go and check out everybody's work, seeing different styles. And Southside provides that, and you know, you have multiple shops down here where you can go check out a lot of different angles on the same subject matter. It's very interesting. Plus, there's so many grub spots, it's crazy. So many places to eat, so many restaurants. There's actually a little bit of a nightlife down here. It can keep you going all day long, you know. Keep you interested from, you know, point A to point B, no problem at all. Works out quite nice, especially, like I said, if you're not from the area or even from the city or even from the country, you know, I can just send you out here and you can kill a couple hours while we're busy. You don't have to sit in our waiting room. We can actually have something to do, shop around in a lot of the local shops. And it's a nice community since a lot of things are sole proprietorships, you know, smaller individually owned businesses. There's more of a variety. You can actually, you know, feel like you're supporting someone here as opposed to, like, some crazy corporate stuff going on here and there. But it's nice, a little of both. Makes it for a nice mix, so...
What do you think can you talk about the difference, expand upon the sort of like your clients that come from the Southside, people who live in the Southside and get tattoos here, and talk about people from out of town. What's the difference? What's that like? Can you see more of it? Just talk about that.
I get a lot of Southside locals, more of the art-ended, you know, citizens down here. Musical. There's a big music scene down here in Southside, too. Some cheap housing. A lot of local musicians end up just being right here because it's so much easier for them to go up and down the street and fly or this street, and you can zip right across the bridge to Oakland. You're pretty centrally located. You can get to downtown if need be. There's not too much stuff really going on downtown as far as that end goes, but it's nice and central. Works out quite nice. As far as, you know, being located here in Southside, a lot of the people, you know, like I said, they can just shop around and they get to know their artists, get to know the studios, get to know their actual techniques and different styles. Works out quite nicely as opposed to people from out of town. They come in, they're like, wow, you guys have the best neons. You guys have, like, you know, the best display. And, you know, they kind of get drawn to the eye candy end of it and get pulled in, start to talk to some locals, get some recommendation. That's another big factor as far as this business goes is word of mouth. So works out quite nicely, especially for the local people down here. Southside, I mean, we all end up, you know, feeding off each other. You know, I send some guys, oh, you guys are hungry, try this place. If you guys, you know, are looking for this kind of clothing, I'll send you down to that place. It's all through word of mouth and recommendation that Southside thrives, basically.
That's good.
You know, it works out quite nice. Like I said, our other shops are kind of like, you know, in the suburbs, and, you know, you definitely have to have a car. This place is just great for on foot. You know, you have, like, how many blocks of just so much to do and so much to see. Plus, you can live right around the bend and get away from the actual hustle and bustle, the main drag. Works out quite nice.
Do you think there's any conflict between you and the older generation, or do you think they're just, at this point, they're accepting the fact that the South Side is becoming like a cool spot and like tattoo shops are part of it?
Well, I'm glad that they've probably really realized that it's not like a biker ended like in a negative sense of a biker thing where people are coming in here getting tattoos and walking outside and throwing beer bottles and freaking out and peeing in their backyards, and it's not like that at all. I mean, I do feel for the people who have been living there here their whole life and they end up, you know, having the Southside Street Spectacular come down and wreck their home, but you know, you'll have that when you pull any sort of large community together of people that don't really live here and don't have the respect for the place, so you'll have that.